And away we go. We're off and running on this Monday, February the 10th, 2020. 2:10:20. How about that? 2:10:20 today. 14 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride. And we have no guests this morning, but we do have a lot of ground to cover. So I hope you stay with us for the entire live two-hour broadcast on this very rainy kickoff to your work week. A lot of stuff to talk about that went on over the weekend. Of course, the Academy Awards went on over the weekend. And I think the only person that I was really watching, I didn't watch the Academy Awards last night. I was off doing other things. But the one that I was keeping a close eye on was Tom Hanks for A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, even though I have not seen A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood yet, because it is the Mr. Rogers film, and we've had Mr. McFeely here so many times. I was kind of pulling for him, although he did not win. We'll go through some of the winners and losers from last night's Academy Awards as the morning goes on. Some of them I think were surprises, and some of them I think were not surprises. So we'll go over that as the morning goes on. Friday is Valentine's Day. Can you believe that? We are getting close to the big V-Day. Valentine's Day on Friday. And we have got a super program planned for you Friday. And I might give you some hints on this as the morning goes on, because Friday should be very interesting, to say the least. Now, I have a story I want to tell you, but I'm trying to figure out what I can get done in the time I have right now. So I actually have two stories I want to tell, so I'm going to start with this one. You know, doing these shows, I've been doing these type of shows for 18 years. This particular one I've been doing for 6 years on this station. And you have a lot of great guests. And some guests are just go-to guests. You go to them because you know you're going to get a lot out of that guest, so you will have them on over and over and over because they're always a good guest. And one of those people who was a go-to guest of mine was a Hollywood actor, Hollywood comedian. He was in so many things. Matter of fact, I was going through his kind of his, the Internet Movie Database. I think everybody knows what that is now. I was going through all the things he'd been in, and my goodness, he was constantly working for about the last 60 years. Of course, I talk about Orson Bean, who passed away Friday evening at the age of 91, and the circumstances around Orson's passing are just awful. And I'm going to talk about that a little bit here in a second, but I don't want to dwell on that. I want to dwell on the great actor that he was. And he, I checked this morning. He had been on this show 5 times that I know of in the last 6 years. So that's a pretty frequent visitor to the show. And he always was great. Orson, you know, Orson was funny because I don't think Orson didn't have any pretense. You didn't go through a manager, you didn't go through an agent, although he had those because he was still working. If you got a hold of Orson and he liked you and you liked him, it was an easy contact, it was an easy email, and that's how you would get him on the show. And Orson was a regular guest on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. A lot of people remember him from those days. He was a regular panelist on The Match Game, which a lot of people are watching on Game Show Network now. But as I say, he continuously worked. He was on Will and Grace. He was Will and Grace's old college professor. He was on 2 and a Half Men. I think he was somebody's I don't know what he was in Two and a Half Men, but he was on Two and a Half Men. He did soap operas. He did The Bold and the Beautiful. He was on there for several episodes. His wife, Allie Mills, was a regular on The Bold and the Beautiful. And he had just done an episode of a series called Frankie and Johnny with, I believe, Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin that aired a month ago. So Orson was still working. He was still happy. He was a great guy. At 91, he had no plans of stopping down. And I hate to go into this, but his passing Friday is tragic. I mean, you can't say that it's not tragic. He was 91, but to my knowledge, he had no illnesses, really no big impairments. And as life goes, he lived in California, and his wife, Allie Mills, was appearing in a... I'm not really sure what the particulars are, if she was appearing in a play or if he was meeting her to go see a play. But this was going on out in, I think, Venice, California is where it was. And Orson was crossing the street to get to the theater, and it was a theater he visited a long time, or visited a lot. I think he was on the board of trustees of the theater. And Orson was crossing the street, and somehow, it's an awful story, he was clipped by a car, and I don't know what the circumstances are of the clipping, but it knocked him down, and obviously hurt him. And as, oh, this is horrible to say, but it's the truth, as he was being attended to in the street, because he was 91 and he had just been hit by a car, anybody hit by a car, that's going to, you know, do some damage. As he was being attended to in this very busy intersection in Venice, California, another car did not see him and ran him over. And that brought an end to the life of the legendary Orson Bean. And it's horrible, and it's tragic, and it's sad. It's sad for me because he was a great guest to this show. He was a great friend. I would talk to him off the air, and he was very down to earth and very fun. And I don't think Orson Bean ever thought that he was better or above anyone, but he was super funny. Super funny, and continued to work. And I know there are some things that he had done recently that still have not been released. And he also was working on a play, I guess, that he was going to perform at this theater he was going to on Friday night next month. I think they'd already started rehearsals or were just about to start rehearsals. So it's tragic, even at 91, it's tragic that Orson Bean is gone. But what I wanted to do, because he was on this show five times, and he was always funny. Normally, I would start with the funny clip, but I'm not going to start with the funny clip here. All clips with Orson Bean were funny, because he just was a funny guy. But I'm going to start with the more serious clip, because I want to save the funny clip for the second round, because I'll tell you why. But I want to go back. Orson was on, this is the last time Orson was on this show, I believe. September 19th, 2018. September 19th, 2018, this is Orson Bean on this program, and we were talking about a myriad of things, roles he was getting, but we also talked about how he'd like to be remembered. So let's go back and remember the late Orson Bean, who died Friday at the age of 91. Orson on this show, September 19th, 2018. The roles today, when they send you the script, do you say, I like this?
Well, I'm going to do a part in this movie in Rhode Island. It's a little indie. Probably nothing will ever come of it, but maybe it will. And the guy is the antithesis of everything I believe in. He's a greedy, mean guy who pays the heroine $100 to break his ankle so he can fraudulently collect insurance money and join the country club. Nah. I always say I can play anything. I think I could play Juliet, a 15-year-old girl. Nobody would hire me, probably, but I could play it.
Is it?
So I kind of took this to see if I could play a guy that I normally would walk out of the room if he was around.
Are villains more fun to play?
Oh, always. Given equal actors, Iago steals the show from Othello. Yeah, the negative is always more interesting to people because secretly they all want to do bad stuff and they don't dare to. So if they see a character portrayed doing the bad stuff that they secretly would like to do, they love them. I mean, yes, Iago steals the show from Othello. Donald Duck steals the show from Mickey Mouse. The negative always wins out.
Orson, final question here. Obviously, you're in these movies, Two and a Half Men, sitcoms. They're still replaying the Johnny Carson shows from 40 years ago. When you're gone and people look back on those and they look you up, what do you hope they remember about your time here in the entertainment industry?
Oh, I hope they have spoken to all the women I've bedded. Joking. I'm one of the few guys that can look back and not worry about the Me Too wackos, because I don't think I've ever inappropriately done anything with a woman. Instead, I've married a beautiful one, and I'm happy as a clam. I married another beautiful one before, and she comes around all the time, almost too much. But the women have befriended each other. I see them laughing together and looking over at me, and I think, what's their secret, a common enemy?
Well, Orson, you are always welcome to come on this show. We love having you on, and keep making those movies, keep making those appearances, because we love seeing you.
Bless your heart. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Orson. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was the legendary Orson Bean, even in talking about how he liked to be remembered. He was a very funny man. No doubt about it. Now, the second clip I want to play, I think it's from his first interview that he ever did on this station. This is from May 27, 2015. And let me give you a little background on this. Orson Bean had, you know, because he was a stand-up comedian when he started out, and he did do a lot of stage shows. Orson Bean had a song that I think he got from vaudeville or somewhere. But this song got attached to Orson Bean. He had recorded it. It was kind of his signature song. When he would do a show, he would end with this song. And I heard this song sometime around 2015 was the first time I had heard it. And it's called the Baloney Song. And it made me laugh so hard because it's such a clever song. They don't write songs like this anymore, that is for sure. So, what I'm going to do is take you back to May 27, 2015. Orson Bean and I got into a conversation about the Baloney Song, and then very nicely, he sang the Baloney Song on this program. Here's the late Orson Bean on this show, May 27th, 2015. Orson, again, when I was looking you up last night, I found something, and it's I think it maybe it's a little bit obscure that you did. And I loved it, and I want to know its origin, the Baloney Song.
The Baloney Song was a an old vaudeville staple, and no one had done it for years, and I did it on The Tonight Show, and it resonated with people. An awful lot of people wrote to me and said, you know, can I get the lyrics to that old song? It was an old vaudeville song. Want me to sing it for you?
Yeah, I'm going to impose a little bit. Can you do it for the audience who hasn't heard it? It's great.
Sure. Two Irishmen and a Hebrew once went out for recreation, and they took enough provisions along to spend a week's vacation. But they got lost out in the woods. The nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all of their food ran out except a piece of bologna. Now one of them said as he picked up a knife, there's no use in us carving, for if we do, there won't be enough to keep us all from starving. So I suggest we go to bed, and tomorrow, said Maloney, whoever has the nicest dream wins the piece of baloney. The following morning when they awoke, a quarter after seven, one of them said, I had a dream. I died and went to heaven. St. Peter met me at the gate, riding on a pony. Now I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney. The other one said, I had a dream too, and mine was a world beater. I also died and went to heaven, welcomed by St. Peter. He rushed to me, held out his hand, he said, hello, Mahoney. Now I don't think you can beat that dream.
I win the baloney. The Hebrew said, I'm dreaming too. It's a dream that couldn't be sweeter. I seen you both go up to heaven, welcomed by St. Peter. I waited and waited and waited around, and oh, I got so lonely. I didn't think she was coming back. So I got up and I ate the baloney. The Jews like it because the Jew wins. The anti-Semites like it because they think it's anti-Jewish.
You know what? I had to turn the mic down there. No, it's a beautiful song. I love that
Was
thing.
Was it too loud?
No. I had my mic. I had to turn my mic down so they didn't hear me laughing, so they could hear the song. That is a beautiful thing. I hope a lot of people got to hear that, and I hope they maybe they look it up. It's a classic song. Orson, it's going to be a tough act today.
Oh, my goodness. The baloney song. And I had to do it there again. I had to turn the mic down. That song is so funny to me. It's so clever and so smart. And I think if it's not the first time you're hearing it, it's got that trick ending, which is great. And it's about one of the silliest things, baloney. But that was Orson Bean. I asked him one time, I said, how did you come up with... Because his real name was not Orson Bean. At all. Either his name was not Orson and his last name was not Bean. And he said when he first started in show business, he took Orson from Orson Welles because he thought that was a very pompous name, and then Bean because that was silly. And Orson Bean was kind of that. He came off kind of pompous because he was very articulate, very smart, very clever, did a very highbrow humor, and very highbrow stand-up comedy, but yet he was silly. He was silly and could do things like the baloney song, which I love, and he could also, when I asked him how he wanted to be remembered by all the women he'd been with, well, that's Orson Bean. And the five times he was on this program, he was always, always that funny. So I will miss Orson Bean. I thank him for all the times he came on this program and let me bother him, and I'm so sorry that his life ended in such a tragic fashion on Friday night. It was very interesting. I heard Orson had passed. I knew he was 91, and I thought, well, he's lived a good life, and that happens when you're 91. But then to learn he was out going to the theater and to be clipped by one car, and while you're laying in the street being attended to, another car runs you over. And there's no other way to say it than that. That's what happened. So I just feel so awful for his family. I know he had children. His wife, Allie Mills, who's on the soap opera, The Bold and the Beautiful. And I'm sad for all Orson Bean's fans because he was still out there doing things. By the way, Orson Bean did a one-person show talking about his life. And let me tell you, he had no fun childhood. You would never know it, but he didn't. And it's free. If you go to YouTube and search Orson Bean One Person Show, you can watch it. It's about an hour and a half. It's Orson Bean on the stage by himself. So go do that. YouTube Orson Bean One Person Show, and you can see the life of Orson Bean told through the life of told through the voice of Orson Bean. We will miss you, Orson. Thank you for everything you did for this program. Now let's go to the phones. Caller, are you there?
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I saw that on Facebook. That was an awful way to go out in your 90s. I felt so bad. My family getting that news.
Well, it was very. It was sad to me because. You know, when I heard Orson had died, I mean, he is 91, and I thought, well, maybe he went in his sleep or something happened. It was hard to believe because Orson was still working, but you know, at 91, that happens. But then to learn he was going to the theater and crossing the street, and a car clipped him, and you think, well, he might have survived that, and he might have, because when the car clipped him, he fell down, but there were people tending to him. But apparently while he was laying in the street, another car did not see that they were working on him, and it ran him over.
Yeah, that's just, that's just, that's just, that's, it's, that's strange. I mean, how in the world did you not see anybody working? I don't understand how that could have happened. I mean, was that driver blind? I mean, did they have
What I understand by the police, because the police have ruled it an accident, and the drivers did stop. You know, nobody kept going. So it's not like it was a hit and run. But apparently, from my understanding, I guess Orson had dark clothes on, maybe a dark jacket. I don't really know. Because they were telling people not to wear dark clothes when you passed across the street at night like that in Los Angeles. And it was a busy intersection. And I don't know. I don't know how they didn't see him. But the cops do say they're pretty well ruling it as an accident. I do know that.
Yeah, I think that's nonsense. I mean, the driver should be responsible. I mean, come on. How can you not see somebody's working on... I mean, I'm sure there's more than one person there working on checking on the dude.
Well, I don't know I don't know if the paramedics had gotten there yet. I'm guessing it didn't happen like that. I don't know for sure, but from what I've heard and seen, you know, he was clipped crossing the street. He went down, and then some people rushed over to attend to him, and they were working on him. I'm sure somebody called 911, but then here came the second car.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, the driver could not see the other people around him as well.
You would think, but I feel so awful for his...
Oh, I do too. It's sad, and it's sad the way he had to go out. Because he's such a, like you said, he's such a good actor.
And he was in everything. His career never ended. He was in Will and Grace. He was in 2 and a Half Men. He was just in the series Frankie and Johnny that was on last month. He was getting ready to do another play that he had written. There are some movies that he's in that he has not, that haven't been released yet, that he just taped last month. You know, I mean, he was fine.
And that song that you and Terry like all the time.
Oh, the Baloney song. I don't know anybody who's ever heard the Baloney song who doesn't like the Baloney song.
I'm not a big fan of the Baloney song.
Maybe you don't understand it. Well, that could be. There's some honesty for you. There you go.
There you go. There's no honesty there.
Yeah, fly in some honesty in the morning.
I don't know. I'm just not a big fan of that song. I don't know what it is. Now, I'm not saying it probably means something. And I probably really don't. You're right. I don't know. I just. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it, I guess.
Well, the premise of it is basically that three guys are out, and all they've got's a piece of bologna, and they're starving. So the deal is that if they divide the bologna up, it's not going to keep all three of them alive. But if one person eats it, they might stay alive. So they're going to all go to sleep, and whoever has the best dream in the morning gets the piece of the bologna, gets to eat it. And the two Irishmen, you know, one dreams that he went and saw St. Peter, and then the second one dreams he went and saw St. Peter and he was riding on a pony. And then the third guy, the Jewish man, says, well, you know, I had a dream too, and I saw you both go up to St. Peter, but I didn't think you were coming back after you went up there, so I got up and I ate the bologna. So he did not wait. So he didn't see.
Okay, so
you laughed. See, so it is a funny song.
I really didn't know the behind the scenes. It's kind of hard to follow sometimes.
Well, to me, it's just a funny. I loved Orson Bean, I guess, is the thing. I love that guy.
No, I mean, personally, he was a very good actor. Like you said, I watched all the TV shows that he was in, and I'm just not a big fan of that. Maybe now, since I knew the behind the scenes, because when you listen to the song, you can't really follow it, what it means. Does it make sense? Or am I wrong?
Well,
I think those are the lyrics to the song, but it's just a funny old vaudeville song. But to me, what made Orson Bean funny is that he was genuinely funny. You know, when he was on the show, and I think five times is what I counted up this morning, he always was funny. Like the last time he was on back in 2018, I asked him how he'd like to be remembered, and he said by all the women he'd been with. You know, he was funny.
Right. Yeah, he was. He wasn't very good. And, you know, I certainly hope the family, I understand accidents happen, but I certainly hope the family could fight that. I understand he was in his 90s, don't get me wrong, but there's some holes in that story. I mean, come on. I mean, how in the world could you not see a body? Like you said, if he got clipped, or maybe we don't know the whole story, maybe he was already, you know, when he got clipped, he was already gone. I don't know.
He might have been. I'm sure the clipping was not a pleasant thing for a 91-year-old.
Right. But certainly the family, we should investigate that more. And then the cleats is all of a sudden. I mean, I'm sure in Los Angeles people get clipped all the time. It's just, I don't know. They just need to investigate that a little bit more, I think. Something doesn't add up there.
Well, certainly I will miss Orson Bean because he was one of those guys you didn't have to go through an agent for. You didn't have to go through a manager. He still had him because he was working right up through last month. He was still working, a matter of fact, still taking movie roles and things. So he was always very kind to me. If he had the time, he would come on. He was on five times. And I will just miss the fun and enjoyment and laughter that Orson Bean had. He had a very dry, witty sense of humor. And I will miss Orson Bean at the age of 91, and I'm sorry that his end was so tragic at 91 years old.
Absolutely. He will be missed. And, we will play his repeat, I'm sure.
Oh, well, I tell you, the vault's getting pretty big here at WWGH. After 6 years, the vault is very big. But you know what?
He'll live on with WWGH Elite.
Well, but see, that's why we tape everything. There are five interviews with Orson Bean socked away in the archive.
That's right. And if anybody wants to hear me, we have them on the website as well.
Yeah, I don't know if all five are up there, but I know probably two of them are up there. If you go to WWGH1071.com, go to the Scott Spears portion, scroll down through the celebrity section, and I think there are probably two or three of Orson. I don't think all five are up there, but two or three of them are up there.
Oh, I don't know how to put together a selection and tribute to him or something.
Well, yeah, and certainly the Baloney song has to be a part of that. It was just the best. And it's sad that'll probably go by the wayside now, that Baloney song, but we'll always live on with Orson Bean.
You said the Baloney song would just go by the wayside?
Well, it probably will. I mean, I don't know anybody else who's singing that because it was kind of his thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, okay. Nobody else is going to sing it live.
Probably not, but you know, people will be able to get him. And like I say, he is on YouTube. I think it was 2016. He taped a one-person show out in L.A. Talked about his life, and boy, you learn a lot about his early life, which was not fun at all. And it's free. You just go to YouTube and you type in Orson Bean one-person show, and you will get it. And you can. It's about 90 minutes long. You can watch the whole thing. It's professionally done, and it's worth watching.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'll have to check it out myself.
Yeah, it's very good.
So he had an awful childhood.
And that's what the show's about. It's not so much about his show business life. It's about what it was growing up for him. And it was not fun.
Well, he grew back up in the Depression as well. So.
He was alive then and really, well, you know, let's see, 91. So he would have been born in 1929, 1928. So, yeah, he certainly was of that era.
Yeah. So, yeah, it would have been rough back then. I felt sorry for all those people that had to go through the Depression and, you know, and wash their clothes on the washboard every day. And, you know what I mean? And
Well, that that happens in West Virginia every day. And and where Abby's relatives are in Kentucky, they do that every day too. She might have a wash and board at her house here in Marion. I really don't know.
Do they even make those anymore?
I'd have to ask her. I don't know. She might have a wash and board. No, but see, down in Kentucky, they say washboard. It's a washboard.
It's a washboard?
A washboard. Well, I'll tell you why I segued into Abby, because we did the first taping of the podcast with Abby and Michelle on Friday night.
Yes. So how'd that go?
I thought it went very well. I thought they both did very well. I thought we talked about some interesting subjects that had to do with pertinent stuff. So, yeah, I got to say that both of them did very, very well. But here's the thing. Now, this is what I want to talk about. Because we were at another place, and we were coming here to tape the first podcast. And Abby had said she was going to get pizza for everybody. So we get up here, Michelle and I get here, and like 20 minutes pass, and Abby has not shown up. So I'm thinking, what's going on? So Michelle starts to converse with Abby on the telephone, and apparently she got stuck at Little Caesars getting the pizza. And when she finally got up here, she was like all red-faced and angry with me. So like the first, I know, and see, even though somebody buys you something, when somebody comes in red-faced and angry like that, I mean, it kind of takes the pleasure out of getting the thing for free. You know what I'm saying?
Did you eat it anyway?
Oh, no, I ate it because I didn't want it to go to waste after she'd went to all that trouble and Michelle had a piece. But, you know, she was angry. And if you listen to the... And by the way, the podcast is on YouTube. If you go to YouTube and search Paper Rings podcast, you should get Abby and Michelle and my podcast. Episode 1 is up. But if you listen to, like, the first 10 minutes, you will hear the anger in her voice.
Well, you know, we have to wait, and I have to feel her pain, because some of those mornings when I was at McDonald's, waiting in that McDonald's line, when you have to wait in line, and it takes forever, and you try to be somewhere on time, it's stressful.
No, but do you think it should be taken out on me?
No, I don't think she's personally taking it on you.
Oh, I do. I was here. I think she was personally taking it out on me.
Well, because she says, well, here's your free pizza.
Well, it was kind of like that, and then, you know, I don't know. I'm glad she got the pizza. I appreciate that very much because it was very nice of her to do that, but I just didn't understand the anger that came in with it. And, you know, the nice thing about her, she had even bought me a pop on Friday without me asking. She had brought a pop, a fountain drink, and
you're spoiled.
No, I think I'm, I think people should do nice stuff for me, and she's one of those people, God bless her heart.
You're like Jackie Gleason. You're like, go get that for me. Go get that.
Well, no, I mean, here's the thing with her. She's a very nice person. She's a very nice, kind human being. And I just think sometimes, though, she gets frustrated with these little tasks, and she shouldn't because they're not that big a deal.
Right. You know, I just thought about a good idea. You should bring Michelle and Abby on the radio one morning.
Here's the interesting thing. Now, boy, that's a good... Because we have not talked about this. Now, Friday morning is Valentine's Day, okay? Everybody know Friday's Valentine's Day. And on Thursday night, Abby and Michelle and myself are all going out for an office party on Thursday night, I believe. Thursday night. Now, Friday morning, they are supposed to come in here for the two-hour broadcast and do Valentine's Day stuff and current events. So they will be here. They're kind of squirrely, so you never really know for sure. But they're... my confirmation at this point is that they will both be in here live Friday morning from 8 to 10.
Oh, so they'll be on the exchange.
They'll be on the morning show. 8 to 10.
I think they said noon.
Yeah, no, 8 to 10 Friday morning.
Oh, okay, 8 to 10. Okay.
Yeah.
The morning show. Gotcha.
So, on Valentine's Day, nonetheless.
There you go. That'd be interesting.
Now, I
have
don't...
Have the female word on the Valentine's.
Yeah, but
what
now here...
What do you think about that?
Right, yeah. But we don't really know what they know about love, to be honest with you. And we don't... I mean, it's not... They're not exactly experts on this thing. So, I don't really know that we're going to get a lot of, you know, A-plus educational material Friday morning. But we'll try.
Well, it seems like they're well reversed. I hear them on the podcast, and I heard Abby on the radio. She's very good on the radio.
Yeah, I agree. Abby's very good on the radio.
And, you know, we're going to hear Michelle, possibly, on the radio. So I think it'd be very interesting how everything goes.
I'm just wondering what they will bring me for breakfast on Friday morning.
I knew that was coming. Oh, I know what it is. Sausage gravy.
No. I got a story I'm going to tell about that in hour number two, but no,
hey,
no.
Tell that little story that you said on Facebook. You said a lady called in your line and says, hey, Scott, you want any sausage gravy?
Well, that's the story. You know what? They're probably listening right now, so I'll get it. Maybe I'll tell it next hour, too. But, yeah, Friday I was, or Saturday. Saturday I was working, and a lady yelled at me, and she said, hey, Scott, do you want me to make you some sausage biscuits and gravy? And I said, no. And, you know, I knew it had to come from this show because I don't talk about it anywhere else. And I ran into him about 10 minutes later. And she said, are you sure you don't want me to make you some sausage biscuits and gravy? And I said, no, I'm sure. I've had my fill of that. And she said, oh, I listen to your show every morning. We listen to it. I don't want to say the doctor's name because maybe they wouldn't like that. But... apparently it's on at a very popular local doctor's office here in Marion, and if it's on every morning, I'm sure they're listening this morning. So everybody over at that doctor's office, I'm hope you're listening, and I hope you enjoy this, but that lady was very funny in bringing that up, and I'm so glad we're on at that doctor's office, because now we're on at the doctor's office, we're on at Marion Auto Sales, and we're on the city bus.
There you go. How about that? We're moving around the world.
Moving around.
And now, we're on in China, too. I know that.
And in China. The China pair
going on right now.
Well, people in China don't care about sausage biscuits and gravy. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I don't know, but that China flu is out of control, and it's at the bars, I heard.
Well, everybody's getting sick. Let me tell you that. Everybody's getting sick. The viral infections are bad. The flu is bad. The pneumonia is bad. I've run into so many people who have gotten so under the weather this year. It's unbelievable because I think the temperature is not normal. Like last night, it started... The day was kind of warm. Then it got cold. Then it snowed. Then the snow turned to rain. The weather is wacky. What it'll do in 24 hours is strange.
I'm going on vacation next week, so I'm going to have to wear one of these masks, right? You know, like a surgical mask that the doctors wear. I'm going to wear one all day long or take all this whole week off. I'm sort of going to work today, so I'm sorry, I have to do this to you, but I got to take the rest of the week off. I got to stay in my house, stay undercover, because I'm leaving for vacation.
Well, I think it's just getting to the point where people are not feeling well, and it's unfortunate.
Right, and you know, now we have that China flu in the U.S. That's kind of scary.
Well, yeah, it's going around. So I hope people are doing what they have to. It seems like they are. It seems people are doing what they have to do. So I'm glad about that. But boy, oh boy, it can be difficult.
It sure can. And you can't prevent getting, you know, sick. I mean, the flu's the flu, and it's most of it's like in the air, and it's, you know, if you cough, you help if you cough, whatever, but it's the time of the year when all this flu season comes around, you know. But I don't believe in flu shots, but some people do. I hit a little. I don't know about you, Scott, but I had a little talk at work. I said, I never took the flu shot in my life, and I think it gives you the flu. But people are like, oh, that's not true. I said, well, I don't know. I never get that shot.
You know, I don't know. I think if you get older, and I think also younger kids who the flu can really do damage to them, it might be a good idea for them to get the flu shot. I don't know about middle-aged people. I really don't know. I think if you have big health concerns, it's probably a good idea because you don't want to be bogged down with that. So I don't know. I do know that that the pneumonia vaccine, I know that's helped a lot of people. So it's hard to say.
I'm not old enough to get that. I'm not in my 50s yet.
Well, right, but I do think, right, because it's more directed at older people and people who are highly susceptible. And that's a good thing, though, for those people, because you don't want to get pneumonia when you're up in your 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Right, yeah, it is really bad to get rid of.
Can definitely end up being fatal. You know, the pin on this thing with Abby, because of course she's sending me messages now, is that
yeah.
I've never got her anything. But, you know, that's not true, because I'm pretty sure somewhere along the line I've given her something. I know I've given her something somewhere along the line. And also...
Well, you know, on Valentine's Day, you should bring them both, bring them something both nights.
Well, what's interesting is I sent Abby the podcast last night to promote on Facebook, because that's how you get podcasts out. And she didn't put it up last night. And so I sent her a message and I said, hey, Abby, I said, why haven't you put that podcast up? And I think she got a little angry about it, because she said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. No LOLs there.
Well, I mean, why can't you do it? I mean, don't you normally put them up?
Well, yeah, I can, but I thought that maybe they'd want to listen first and then put it up and tag, you know, me and tag Michelle, and then we can share it and it'll get around that way. But, you know, I think there was a little bit of anger there. I got a little bit of the twinge of anger, because I was saying to her, I don't see it up yet.
You're funny, so you always think
she's angry. Well, she tells me she's not angry, but I think deep down there's a little bit of anger. Well, I know she was angry Friday about the pizza, and there's a witness to that.
Well, I mean, she's probably, because she was late, right? So she's probably angry because she had to wait in line to get the pizza, and it probably drove her nuts.
You know, but I had told her earlier that day, like 10 minutes before we left to come here, I had said, Abby, you know it's Friday. Little Caesars is going to be backed up. You're going to get stuck there for a while. Oh, no, I'll just run in 5 minutes, blah, blah, blah. Well, that didn't happen that way.
Oh, man.
I just try,
yeah,
to be helpful.
I'll have to listen on Friday. It's going to be very interesting.
Yes, Friday, Michelle and Abby live in studio with love advice, because it is Valentine's Day, V-Day 2020. Now, like I said, do I know either one of them knows anything about love? Probably not, but we will try to figure out what is love and what is not on Friday morning, amongst other things.
All right, well, I hate to bust out of here, but I have to head to the dugout.
See, there you go, trying to steal my things.
Yeah, there you go, right? There you go.
There'll be a copyright enforcement law in your mailbox today.
All right.
All right, see ya.
See ya.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here we are. We've got about 3 minutes left in this segment, but we've got a whole another hour coming up. And, you know, the sausage gravy story was interesting to me, because we talked a lot about it on this show, and I think it was driving people nuts that we were continuing to talk about sausage gravy. But the truth of the matter is that they brought it up to me in the store on on Saturday. And by the way, if you're listening over in that doctor's office, give me a call. I don't mind saying the doctor's name, but I don't want to say the doctor's name if you don't want me to say the doctor's name. So if you are listening right now, and I know it's probably busy over there, it is cold and flu season, just call and say, hey, I'm over in the doctor's office and I'm listening, and we'll get there. Go ahead, caller.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Scott.
Oh, I thought your voice sounds different on the phone than it does on the radio.
Didn't translate over well.
Well, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
You know what? On Valentine's Day, the florist shops do a tremendous job sending flowers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you know what flowers you never, ever want to send someone?
No, I don't. What don't you want to send?
Cauliflowers.
That's good. I like that. Don't
have a good day.
Don't send the cauliflower. Thank you.
Right,
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
I love that. Hey, anytime you've ever got a good joke, don't hesitate to call in. But again, if you are listening over in the doctor's office, the lady that I ran in, I wish I got her name, on Saturday, call in and I'll say the doctor's name. That's no problem. I just don't want to say it if the doctor doesn't want me to say it, although I don't know why he would care if I said it, but whatever. 740-383-9944. I love it. Cauliflower. You don't want to send cauliflower on Valentine's Day. What? Should I send flowers to somebody on Valentine's Day? I don't know. Maybe I should. That's like a big day. And it's on a Friday this year, so you've got to send flowers to whoever your person is or whoever you want to be your person or maybe... But we've got this whole new thing, Palentine, Valentine, Galentine. Valentine's Day is getting a little deep, much deeper than it used to be. But we will have the girls in on Friday morning, Michelle and Abby, trying to solve the problems of the world of Valentine's Day. But God bless Orson Bean. We'll miss him. We've got a whole nother hour coming up. Lots more to talk about. Lots more to get into. So don't you dare go away. We're coming back in about 15 minutes. But God rest Orson Bean. Thank you for all the times you were on this show. Orson Bean, dead Saturday at the age of 91. Oh, we're getting a call. If that's you, call back in about... hold on. We're going to take the call real quick. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I got something for you. It's called Value Time. It's where you don't even celebrate on the 14th. You just do it like a day or two later and get everything on sale and stick it to the man.
There you go.
All right, peace.
Thank you. Value Time. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Stay tuned. Is now the truth.
It is the truth. And this is what I wanted. My goal is... I want to see all the books rewritten. I want everything rewritten. I would like everyone to take back what they said. I want to say no, 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 no. And that may sound a little weird, but I just want to throw it in their face. I'm just so tired of these people. And they're still people I read. And you and I talked about this the other night, that write stuff and try to pass over this and make it out like it really isn't here. And it's here. Face it, it's here. It's done. And what she said... And I want everyone to know, she wrote the truth. She would never lie. You could offer her any amount of money and she would not tell a lie.
To legendary zoologist from The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and Conan O'Brien, Jim Fowler.
What is something you regret turning down? You say you've had to turn down some things. Is there something you regret turning down?
That's a pretty good question. The most important thing in life is your family. And we have two children, and my goodness, I'm being overwhelmed by my two grown. But the main thing is your family and how you treat other people.